So you're ready to go to Portland.
Right. And that afternoon, I was there. I was supposed to wake him up at 4 o'clock.
We're
leaving that night at 6
o'clock. 4 in the afternoon.
And his girlfriend called downstairs.
This was not Linda.
No, this was a girl named Ginger Alden. Mm-hmm. Called downstairs, asked for somebody. Elvis had fainted in the bathroom.
Right.
So I ran upstairs and went into the bathroom.
He had gone to the bathroom?
He was in the bathroom reading a book. That's what happened.
Was he doing a toilet facility too?
Yes,
or?
Yes.
And he was reading.
You're fucking kidding.
It was not.
He's doing the toilet facility.
The Shroud of Turin or something like that.
Shroud of Turin.
Yeah, yeah. That was what he had in his hand.
About the Christ body.
Dude. Right. Yeah. So. Because there's been stories out there about Elvis reading a porno book and all that stuff, and that's not true.
That's not true.
The Shroud of Turin.
Here's a porno book.
Hold on, there's another good clip we've never heard before.
Was he doing the toilet facilities?
Wow. About his chimp.
What says a lot about it. Some of the Elvis stories, he bought a chimp?
Yeah, he got a chimp. Elvis thought that's what he loved, animals. And there was this little baby chimp that this TV guy at the station there in Memphis had a show with. One of the guys told him, Elvis, this guy wants to sell this little chimp. So he brought it out to the house, and Elvis fell in love with it. Little chimp, his name was Scatter.
What did he do with it? He just kept it at the house?
Kept it around the house, wrote a cage for it, but he came out and had little suit clothes on him. He'd come out and hang around with him for a while. And it was funny. He was a character.
He was a character. How'd he do it? He kept it in the house?
Did he read a funnel book?
Jeez.
Honey, I wasn't going to hit you. Goddamn.